From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonia border fired the tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made. No injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Idomeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday, "The recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors."
"In additional measures are needed to deliver a more balanced and potent policy mix. If not, market turmoil may recur and intensify and could create a pernicious feedback loop of fragile confidence, weaker growth, tighter financial conditions, and rising debt burdens."
Jose Vinales. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. Exit polls in South Korea indicate opponents of President Park Geun-hye's Sae Nuri party are doing better than expected in Wednesday's legislative elections. The exit polls indicate voters may have denied the ruling party a clear majority in the National Assembly. Recent opinion polls had shown strong public support for Park, particularly for her strong stand on national security taken against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is accusing authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with what it called increasing vigor and viciousness. Its 40th annual human rights report says, quoting now, "authoritarian governments stifle civil society because they fear public scrutiny and feel threatened by people coming together in ways they cannot control," end of quote. The State Department singled out numerous governments for criticism, including what it described as historically authoritarian regimes in North Korea, Cuba, China, Iran, Sudan, and Uzbekistan. The government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad held parliamentary elections Wednesday despite the civil war. The elections were dubbed a farce by political activists, rebel commanders, and Western governments. But they are seen as an indication that Mr. Assad has no intention of stepping down, as demanded by his opponents. Jordanian police shuttered the main office of the Muslim Brotherhood group in the capital Amman Wednesday. Edward Uranian reports.
Jordanian police and security forces officially shut down the main headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood group, sealing its doors with red wax. Officials and employees of the pro-Egyptian faction were asked to leave the facility before it was closed. The Jordan Times newspaper reported that two competing factions of the Muslim Brotherhood were vying for control of the group, and that leaders occupying its headquarters had never officially applied for a license to operate. A new rival faction has applied for a license. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is visiting Manila in the Philippines. Carter's arrival Wednesday follows the approval by the Philippine Supreme Court of a new agreement between the U.S. and the Philippines to allow U.S. rotational military forces on Filipino bases. The United Nations is calling for the immediate and unconditional release of one of its staff members kidnapped in eastern Ukraine. A U.N. statement says it is deeply concerned one of its staff members is being held captive in Donetsk. A new survey in the United States shows nearly two-thirds of Americans agree with Democrats' demands that the Republican-led Senate ought to hold hearings and vote on President Barack Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. But the Associated Press GFK poll shows that only about one in five voters was closely following the dispute over the nomination. Appellate court judge Merrick Garland has been nominated to fill a vacancy on the nine-member court, but Republicans want to wait to let the next president make the nomination. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.